Compositions from their fragments continues. Up to date, some of them having already been returned to the temple. Architecture of the church. The Church of the Dormition in the Volotova field is built of boulders, local chipped plates, and large bricks. A distinctive feature of the masonry is its accuracy, which is not typical of Novgorod. The plan of the church is close to a square, with the side about 7 meters. In the eastern part, there is a low rise but impressive apse. In the north and west, there are vaulted porches. The temple has a variously shaped roof, providing a gradual transition from the cubic volume of the main body of the building to a wide cylindrical drum and helmet-like dome. In Novgorod, such churches date back to the turn of the 12th and 13th centuries and were used even in the 15th century. The Volotova Church has a number of peculiarities. The appearance of the Dormition Church in Volotova features clear-cut and simple shapes. The facade of the church corresponds to the roof shape. Their tops are made in the form of 3 double arcs, ending with a tut-head eave. There are no other elements decorating the window and door apertures or the apse. You will also find the projections called pilaster strips, a dividing facade wall into vertical sections, a very typical architectural detail. The almost ascetic appearance of the temples is enlivened by a brick belt of blind arches of the drum, shallow round niches above the entrance to the western narex and brick masonry in the herringbone pattern on the western wall of the northern porch. Slit-like windows located at the height of the second and third tiers, almost along the central axis of the building, emphasize the strict shapes of the facades. The ancient and modern parts of the masonry of the temple are separated by clearly seen groove. Interior. Interior architecture of the church. The interior of the church is very bright and looks as a complete whole because the dome pillars are far apart and the bottom part of the western pillars is of a round shape. The transition from the strengthening arches is provided, according to Byzantine tradition, by means of a spherical spandrels. Each spandrel contains a resonator, namely a ceramic pot, that contributes to the increase of acoustics. Such pots were also used to reduce the weight of the drum. In the western part of the church, there is a wooden choir gallery with a ladder. In the vestry, there is a window, which is unique in its form and cannot be found anywhere else in Novgorod. It combines a Gothic triangular beam over the window aperture with a stepped outline of the niche. The portals have arched roofs. On the door jambs of the western and southern portals, there are deep grooves for the locking bars. The northern entrance to the church is narrow. It does not have a groove because it was locked from the inside. Today it is hard to imagine that only 75 years ago, all the walls of the temple were covered with frescoes. Their system and style are well studied, thanks to the blueprints made in the 19th century, photographs and numerous copies, but today we can only see fragments of the former complete ensemble. Nevertheless, it is worth trying to imagine it. Frescoes in the upper rows of the central part of the church. The frescoes were arranged in 9 rows. The size of images, as a rule, did not exceed the average human height. The exception was the paintings of the upper row, located at a height from 9, the vaults, to 15 meters, the dome. In general, the system of the murals in the Volotovo temple is typical of the 14th century and includes a half figure of Christ Panacrator in the dome below, in which there are 4 archangels and 4 seraphim guarding the throne of the heavenly king. In the drum, there were full-length images of the prophets. In the 4 spandrels, a transitional zone from the drum to the supporting arches, were the figures of 4 evangelists, Matthew, Luke, Mark, and John. On the outer curves of the ark, there were Christ Emmanuel, Christ in his youth, and the Savior, image not made by hands. The supporting arches were frescoed with the figures of the church fathers and prophets from the Old Testament. In the same row, there were medallions with half figures of the Savior, Michael the Archangel. and in